So, we have my mom, my sister, and my brother-in-law here just to talk about a couple things that we talked about in class on voting. So, here we go. What motivated you all to come out today and vote? Anybody?
The politics motivates me to come out and vote, knowing that my vote counts. Every vote counts, so I'm interested in the issues, and that is why I go out to vote, so I can be heard.
And, Laura, I know you didn't register in time to vote, but what do you think would have motivated you to come out and vote if you would have voted?
Just different things, like the politics and listening to Michelle Obama speak on, you know, what's going on in the world and what the president is trying to do. And, that's it.
Okay, where have you all encountered the highest amount of ad campaigning? Like, was it on radio, TV?
The Steve Harvey Show.
Steve Harvey Show?
Yeah.
So the radio?
Yeah.
Anybody else?
I see TV. I hear TV.
I just hear people talking about it.
Oh, so you hear it from other people?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Are you always sure of who you're going to vote for when you walk into the booth? Or are you still debating?
I'm sure that I vote normally Democrat. There are some times when there is an offset. Someone may be on the Republican side that is instrumental in my decision making. But mostly Democrat is what I go in the booth on my mind. So yes, I'm pretty sure of that.
Dominique.
Always sure of that.
Oh, sorry, Dominique.
Yeah, I normally vote Democrat.
Okay. What did you learn in school about voting? That's the wrong question. Did you learn about voting in school? And
no.
If so, did it impact your willingness to vote today?
I never learned anything about voting in school. Yes.
So, how did you get into the voting game, really? Since you never learned about it in school, where did you learn it at?
Listen to the radio.
Oh, wow.
I listen to the radio and I watch the news.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes I read the newspaper. So, the schools, they really don't talk
emphasize
about voting. Yeah.
They don't instruct you all to vote? What it is about?
No.
No, when I was growing up, of course not. My family motivated me, but
even when I was in high school, they didn't. You didn't do anything like that?
No. I can't ask that question now. Why am I not? Do y'all know why we vote on Tuesday?
I don't recall knowing the concept of Tuesday. The states have different days, as far as I know. It's not, I think it's more regional as far as which day it is, I think. But that's a slight guess.
Okay.
No, I don't know why I'm on Tuesday.
Oh.
Nope.
What would you like to see change in our political system? Stop it!
I'd like to see more, teamwork. Instead of the Republicans just fighting, just doing stuff to go against the Democrats. I'd rather see them just try to solve the issues at hand instead of who has more power than the other.
Well, see, that's funny. I was getting ready to say, my thought was, I'd like to see the president have more power, more say so, because a lot of people don't realize he doesn't.
He
doesn't have it. So I would like to see him. There's both. There's the House and there's Congress. There's a whole system. Yeah. But it starts at the top with the president, as far as a lot of what gets filtered down into. But they already have a say as to whether they can reject what he is offering as far as worldwide stuff. Even though he makes a lot of decisions on what has to be done, but as far as how our actual laws and regulations are required or do come about, approve or disapprove, we can't just say the president can say yes and no to that. And I think some of that needs to be addressed, because it gives them too much power. And a lot of good things don't get done. And a lot of it's because of because of Republicans, Democrats, instead of being together as one, they want to be at odds with each other. LaVar, do you have an opinion about that?
Yeah, I was getting ready to say.
You said conversational, so I'm just throwing it out.
I agree with what they said, and I would like some more teamwork.
And I would like a lot of...
Oh, my God.
I would like more younger politicians to come out. I'm sick of them. And they have a chance to stay in to their position too long. They can retire. Being senators can retire. Instead of president can only stay in 2 terms. That's outrageous. He has the whole world to try to fix or regulate, and he only doesn't have enough time because he got to go through arguing. Once it goes down, nothing gets said. It's crazy. It really has to be adjusted. Yes, there has to be a lot of things going on. I'm sorry. I don't know what y'all know. It doesn't get done right. They can serve for consecutively for years. It's crazy. And they can stay in there with their stubbornness and hypocriticalness. It's just, it's out of whack. It's all out of whack. And the president, the most important one, only gets 2 terms. Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, LaVar.
Well, yeah, it is backwards, you know. The world is very backwards. And I think too many of them just trying to be too selfish and only care about themselves, and they not thinking about the other people, the rest of us, you know, not only the white people that are struggling, but it's black people and other people that are struggling too, and they just thinking about more, putting more money in their pockets and letting them have the better health care plans, and you know, they just being selfish.
Okay, I have one more question, and then we're gonna wrap this up. Do you think that when you place your vote, does it, like, actually matter? Well, no, I won't say matter.
Count?
Well, I kind of want to say both. Does it matter and does it count? Like, when I say matter, does it, like... Oh. When I say matter, I mean more of a, like... Since we're voting as a whole city, like, does your one vote...
have any weight to it?
Right. Does it have any weight? And then when I say, does it count, like... Do you think that they just shove it aside sometimes, or do they just count every vote? Yeah, that's 2 questions. So, yeah, you can pick one. Doesn't matter. Anybody?
Do you have an opinion about that?
I'm thinking.
Well, nowadays with the machinery, even though there are different wards, every division, it gets put into the system. So actually, every vote does count.
But every place doesn't have the machine. Some people still write it down on paper.
Wait. Let's just say not. I don't think it's here. You say write it down on paper. It's really not a write down on paper. Write it through the machine. It still gets, once you push that vote button, it gets counted. Now, as a whole, every individual, every division, every subdivision, your question, even though it might seem like a two-parter, it's really all, the answer is supposed to be yes. It is supposed to count no matter how it goes in. It is supposed to, I think the newest ways that they have right now, I think, I'm hoping it's all over to where, yes, it all is. But right now, I think it is. But I would say, I think those people that say, oh, it's just one vote makes a bigger percentage, which makes, because that's all it is a percentage. And it just gets tallied. I mean, they don't go through and check individually, but when you push that button, everybody that pushes that button makes a bigger hole. So, yes, it all, to me, makes a difference. Hmm.
Dominique? I hope that it makes a difference. I don't know what goes on.
Right.
So, that's why I go, because I think it makes a difference. I will hope my vote makes a difference. You know?
I know. I don't know, actually,
but... Well, we all, but at the end of the day, when they look at that, at the machines, and they say this machine had 800, and other machine had 1,200, and they take that to every ward, and every ward increases, and so it to me, it should make a difference, absolutely.
Var,
worldwide. But.
Have anything to say?
Well, you know, for me, I didn't vote. Well, but I think it matters. I think it matters, and I think they count it all, you know?
Nowadays, with the systems are.
You know, like you said, the technology that we have, I don't think it can really get missed.
So. Right. The only way to get missed is what?
If you don't vote.
Thank you. That's what I'm talking about.
Because there were rumors about people cheating?
Yes.
Well, the biggest part was when Bush got in that big issue down there. That was the hopefully the last of the where they had to go into the old style and count everything. So, absolutely. And thank you for having me today.
I didn't say we were done.
She said this our last question was right.
But
she did say that.
I did say that, but I didn't officially say we were done. But we are done, you know. I would like to thank you guys for answering my questions for my project.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
All righty then.
All right. Lock it up.
Turn that thing off.